Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. It's the final day of April, which means it's the final day of anniversary month here at Southwest Radio Ministries and Watchmen on the Wall. 92 years ago, Southwest Radio Ministries was founded. In April 1933, our founder, Dr. E.F. Weber, declared for the very first time that God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. As we conclude Anniversary Month, would you please consider sharing an anniversary gift with the ministry? Your gift today will help Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries continue to produce programming and resources that share the truth of the gospel. You can give your gift at our website, swrc.com, or by simply calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Thank you, friends, for your continued financial support as we begin another year of ministry, our 93rd of bringing Christ-centered clarity to the chaos. Time to continue learning how you and I can share the gospel to the people of Africa. Here's today's host, Josh Davis.
Africa needs Jesus. Africa needs you. SWRC and TWR are linking arm in arm, and this is the last day, dear friends, that you can join us in this special anniversary month campaign. This is the last day of April and the last opportunity that you have to get involved with this campaign. We urge you to get involved with this. I'm joined by John Somerville. He's the Director of Radio Partnerships for TWR. John, thank you for joining me again.
Hey, it's always good to be with you, Josh. And Transworld Radio has been broadcasting the gospel of Jesus around the world. We do it in, well, we do it in 200 languages. Can you believe that? 200 languages. People can turn on their radio and hear God's word in a language that they can understand. How many people? Well, we estimate around 4 billion people. Yeah, billion with a B. 4 billion people can turn on their radio and hear God's word in a language that they can understand. But not everybody has a radio, which is why TWR and SWRC are grabbing hold of each other's hands, and we are going to partner together to get radios into Africa, and we are inviting you to join hands with us. This is a great partnership, and we want you to be a part of it right now.
And you can do that right now, friends, by calling this number. It's open 24/7, so no matter if you're listening to this at 1 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, 9 in the morning, it doesn't matter. You can pick up that phone and call someone from TWR or be there to answer and to help you give a gift to sponsor these radios going to Africa. The phone number is 1-888-777-1875, 888-777-1875. The dedicated website is africaneedsjesus.org. africaneedsjesus.org. John, could you share with us some stories of the impact that this kind of drive is making in lives in Africa?
All right. So, men, I want to talk to you for just a second. When you were going to ask your wife to marry you, you probably had some things lined up, as far as this. In Malawi, when a young fellow wants to marry a young lady, he goes to the parents and asks if he can have her hand. And it's not uncommon for the dad to ask the question, do you have a radio? And do you have a bicycle? Because those two things are required of people in Africa so that they have it. So, you know, many people in Africa already have radios, but there's so many more who don't. I want to share one quick story with you, Josh.
Yes.
We got this story just this last fall when Janet Matali, our director from Malawi, came into our Cary offices, and she was telling us about this gentleman who came to her to tell his story. Years ago, he was a thief running with the pack, a bunch of guys. They would invade a home and snatch and grab and take off and then sell the stuff. Well, one of the things that he snatched and grabbed in one of the houses was a radio.
Wow.
He started listening to the radio, which happened to be tuned into TWR. And as he got to listening to this radio, he realized more and more as the Holy Spirit started working on him, that this whole business about being a thief wasn't right. Along that line, he got saved. He decided, well, I can't be living this life anymore. So he walked away from the gang and he decided, I'm going to return that radio. Mm. However, when he got to the house where he'd stolen the radio from, that family had already moved away. So wow. He couldn't do it. And yet at the same time, this, I want to just say, this is the power of the Holy Spirit. We think of radio as just something that when you turn on the car, it's there. But for so many people in Malawi, that's not something they would have normally. And so this is what I want to encourage you to do. Would you put a radio into someone's hands? Someone who's going to be hearing God's word to give them hope. Hope in the cross. Hope in Christ. Hope that they can have salvation through our Savior. Because we know where God's word goes, it does not return void and is going to accomplish the purpose for which he sends it, which is proof positive with this thief. You can give a $50 radio right now if you pick up that phone and give us a call. Now, maybe you'd like to give one radio at $50, maybe two radios at $100. Maybe you'd like to give a $1,000 gift or a $200 gift. Whatever it is, pick up that phone. Give us a call. It's 888-777-1875. Again, our phone number is 888-777-1875. Boy, that's easy to remember, isn't it? 888-777-1875. Or if you want something even easier to remember, it's our website. And that's africaneedsjesus.org. Again, africaneedsjesus.org. You can give, be generous. Maybe you can do four radios at $200. Maybe you can do a $2,000 gift. Whatever it is, give and give generously, because we know where these radios go, people are being impacted. Lives are being changed. And that's why we want to partner with you.
Amen, friends. And this is like a mission trip to us here at Southwest Radio Ministries. And some of you have gone on mission trips before. I remember hearing stories of how right after the curtain fell that Dr. Noah Hutchings and maybe some of you who are listening were going on that mission trip to Russia, taking Bibles into Russia and getting those into the hands of people who needed to understand God's word. And that opportunity was there. And so, John, you were talking about the country of Malawi. TWR has some great relationships and partnerships and a wonderful network in place in Malawi. And radio is one of those things that we here in the United States of America certainly take for granted, because we have radios available on our smartphone. We can tune in our cars. In many places that we go, it's just free. It's just there. We can tune in. We can listen. But for someone in Malawi, making the kinds of salary that they have, radio is more of a luxury item, and it's something that's far away from the American mindset. Could you explain what life is like for the average person in Malawi, the average monthly salary, those kinds of things?
Well, I want you to picture for someone who does not have much more than one of those motor scooters, and they'll fit their whole family on one of those. So it's not uncommon to see one of these motor scooters that runs about 35 miles an hour, loaded down with dad, mom, and maybe three or four kids. Mm. Yeah, I'm not exaggerating. And they'll also carry, you know, like a, you would think a pickup truck would carry this, where they're carrying stacks of wood or they're carrying other kinds of things. It's incredible to see how resourceful they are. But I'm telling you, like Josh was saying just a moment ago, electricity is very scarce in many of these places. In fact, one of our testimonies here, let me read this to you. It says, as a mom of two kids, we live in poverty. Electricity is a luxury, and it's hard to feed my family. And we will always treasure the radio you gave us. Because, you know, she wouldn't be able to afford her own radio. Many people don't make more than $30 or $35 a month.
Wow.
And you think about a $50 radio, can you imagine spending a month and a half or 2 months worth of salary on just a radio? 888-777-1875, or you can do it online, africaneedsjesus.org, because Africa needs Jesus and Africa needs you.
Amen, friends. And can you think about that? Put yourself into those shoes where you have to spend a month's salary for a piece of technology. a television, whatever kind of technology it is, how much would you sacrifice to get that lifeline of technology that you need? Many of us would just cross that off of our expense list and say, no, I'm not going to purchase that. That's way outside of our budget. We just can't afford it. And this lifeline of Christian radio with solid biblical teaching and content that is going to equip, is going to evangelize, is going to be that lifeline of the good news of Jesus Christ through our wonderful partners at TWR. And they have the stations. They have the programs. They are broadcasting God's Word. And now there needs to be something there that can receive it and that can play it in the language that the people understand, and that they will grab a hold of that message and be saved, grow in the Lord, be discipled. It's wonderful to just think about the possibilities that could be unleashed when we respond with faith to what the Lord is doing. So friends, we urge you to call. The number's available 24/7, no matter when you're listening to this program. Pick up the phone and call 888-777-1875, 888-777-1875, or go online anytime, anywhere, africaneedsjesus.org. Again, that's africaneedsjesus.org. If you've got questions, you can reach out to us here at Southwest Radio Ministries, 1-800-652-1144 or swrc.com. John, what's some other information that people need to know about this special campaign?
Well, I always love telling stories. And, you know, if we're going to be telling a story, let me tell you about one that is my favorite story when we were in Malawi. Now, we had just finished passing out radios, and we had one radio left over. Victor, who's driving the minivan for us, he is our director there in Malawi, and he says, why don't we stop at a random house and give away a radio? Now, Josh, I don't know about you, but I do not normally stop at random houses here in the U.S. to do anything. And right. So I was very skeptical about this, and he reassured me, oh, no, this will be fine. And so we get out of the van at this little cluster of houses. Now, you have to realize these houses are all made of homemade bricks. They make their own bricks to make their own homes, and they have a thatch roof on the top. And there's a line of laundry that's hanging out there, drying in the wind, and three kids playing in this front yard. And so as we approach, Victor says to the mom, hi, I'm Victor from TWR, and her eyes light up. And he says, do you have a radio? And she says, no. Would your husband allow us to give you a radio? Oh, yes, he'd be delighted. And as Victor is showing her how the radio works and everything, my skepticism is kicking in again.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, wait a minute, how does she know about TWR if she doesn't have a radio? And so I ask Victor to ask her the question because he speaks her language, which is Chichewa. He asks her the question, and her face lights up again, and she says, oh, when we go out to farm our fields, our neighbor brings her radio, and we listen to TWR together. Now we'll have our own radio, and our entire family will be able to listen.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
It is.
That's powerful right there. That's why we want to give these radios to people in Malawi, Mozambique, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, all these different places. God is using these to bring His Word. You could make it possible for people to hear God's Word with your gift right now of a $50 wind-up radio. Now, why a wind-up radio? Because wind-up radios don't require batteries. They don't require electricity. You just take hold of the crank. Crank it up. You like that? That's a good sound effect.
Yeah, good job.
It's almost pretty close to what it sounds like. And you wind it up and it plays for about 2 hours. And they can listen to God's Word, because we know where God's Word goes, it doesn't return void. We want to have the opportunity, the privilege of supplying these radios to people in Africa. And we want you to be a part of it right now.
And only the Holy Spirit knows how to take that and really bring it to the right person at the right place at the right time. John, I can't tell you how many stories I have of my own self where I have gotten in the car. I remember years ago when we were first married and things like that, I was going through a spiritual struggle, something I was just trying to figure out, something I'd been praying about, I'd been burdened over and bringing it before the Lord. I got in the car. I was just pulling out of my driveway, heading onto the street right next to, I can see it in my mind's eye as clear as day right now. I turn on the radio. I'm feeling a little bit frustrated and just saying, God, I need to hear from you. You know the end of this story, I'm sure. But there was a preacher on Christian radio that was just sharing a verse that God had used to minister to me in the weeks and months leading up to that moment. And it was just like the Lord was sitting in that car with me saying, here's the verse. This is what you need to go back to. This is what you need to remember, Josh. And you never know how the Holy Spirit can take that Christian programming and impact someone's life for eternity. And friends, we encourage you to get involved in something that only God can do, something that only God can orchestrate. We may not go to Africa. We may not visit these people who receive that radio. Perhaps we will one day, but I believe heaven will tell the results, the impact that your gift, our gift together can make. As SWRC is partnering together with TWR, this is Southwest Radio Ministries Anniversary Month on the radio since 1933. TWR has been in radio since the 1950s, and together we are trying to get God's word out as far as we can. Africa is becoming an increasingly complex place for Christians. Our brothers and sisters are under increased persecution in Africa. You may have been enthralled and understanding and hearing the story of the American pastor just a couple hours away from our SWRC Tennessee offices that was taken hostage in South Africa. Praise God for the miraculous deliverance of this man from his captors and continuing to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ there. But that's just one story out of literally thousands of Christians being persecuted, even into the millions of Christians being persecuted in Africa. And so there is a window of time to bring the good news of hope to Africa. And that hope is transforming many, many lives. Christianity is growing by leaps and bounds in the continent of Africa. And you can be a part of what God is doing there to bring hope to millions of people who haven't heard the good news, to bring a depth of biblical understanding to people who have heard the good news, who've received the good news, but they don't even own a copy of the scriptures. And John, I've heard stories of pastors in Africa, even pastors of churches, who have to share a Bible with another pastor. And they're trying to shepherd the flock of God, and yet they have very little biblical understanding or training, and they're trying to grab as much as they can. Radio can be a powerful lifeline in the discipleship of a local church and of local pastors.
I love what you're saying there, because when I was flying out of Malawi back to South Africa, I was sitting next to two gentlemen, and when they saw the TWR on my shirt, they were like, wow, TWR. I said, you know TWR? And he says, oh, yes. We listen very, very frequently because we love listening to your teaching programs, especially through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee. Mm-hmm. And the reason we love listening to it is because both of us are pastors. And this is how we are studying the Word of God more thoroughly so that we can be bringing God's Word to our people. That's a common theme among people in Africa. You hit it right on the head. Mm. When we're talking about how people are growing deeper in their faith, being discipled and built up, this is one of the best ways they can, is by tuning in each and every day, just like you and I do here on our favorite radio station. So would you pick up that phone? Would you give us a call? Our phone number is 888-777-1875. Every single person, needs to know that Jesus loves them.
Yes.
Every single person needs to hear God's word. Every single person needs to grow in God's word. That's why we want to include, if you will do a $50 radio, maybe you can do $100 or $200 to provide four radios. Could you do 10 radios at $500 or 20 radios at $1,000, or maybe even do a $2,000 gift or a $5,000 gift? What is God putting on your heart? Because you know where these radios are going. They are not going to go into somebody's hands that will not appreciate them. No, these are precious, precious treasures. These are radios that many people wouldn't be able to afford any other way. These are wind-up radios that don't require batteries. They don't require electricity. They are radios that will be durable so that they can last for years to come. People need Jesus. Africa needs Jesus, but right now, Africa needs you, because we can't do this alone without you.
Amen, friends. We encourage you to join us on this mission trip of sorts. No plane ticket required, no luggage required. You can make a difference into the lives of people who are in Africa today by calling in your gift. The number one more time is 888-777-1875, 888-777-1875. That phone line is open 24/7. So no matter what time of day or night that you're listening to this program, you can call and pledge your gift today. Also, you can go online and give AfricaNeedsJesus.org. Again, that's AfricaNeedsJesus.org. John, I think it would be helpful to remind our friends, what does that $50 include? It's not just the cost of the radio unit, although that's wonderful in and of itself. Can you explain one more time for our friends what goes into that cost?
Well, in addition to just purchasing the radio itself, it includes the shipping. It includes the customs to get it out of customs in many of these different African countries. That can be a challenge in itself. It also covers the cost of distribution. And when I talk about that, I mean, we're putting gasoline into the staff's cars so they can go out to these different locations and hand out the radios. But it also covers a portion of the programming, because what would be the value of having a radio if there was nothing to listen to? And so your $50 gift or $100 gift or $200 gift covers all of that. And that's what's really, really cool, because how can you get more return on your investment than that right there? That covers so much. So we would love to encourage you, pick up the phone, would you? 888-777-1875. 888-777-1875, or AfricaNeedsJesus.org. Your $50 gift goes so far. I have put these radios into people's hands. I know I have seen the tears that are rolling down the cheeks when they accept these radios. This is incredible. I told the story yesterday about how people come to know Christ, how they come to get the radio. Like you and me, we look at each other in the eye, but they wouldn't look at me in the eye. In fact, they would look down at the ground. They would hold out their hand with their palm up, and with their other hand, they would put it on their forearm. Then as I put the radio into their hand, the first thing they would do is clasp it to their chest. You see, you're giving them a precious gift, a gift they wouldn't be able to afford any other way. You're giving them hope. You're giving them the gospel. You're giving them Jesus. That's what's exciting. You are giving them the ability to be able to hear God's word each and every day. Maybe you wouldn't be able to go to Africa today, but we can put a radio in their hands tomorrow. That's what it's all about. And you know, radio is a passport for hearing God's word anywhere. Radio goes into these places where missionaries often can't. Radio can go places where ministries often can't. Radio can speak their language. That's what's so cool about radio, because it's just such a powerful tool. But it is just a tool. It's a tool that's being used by the Holy Spirit. And when He uses it, boy, He uses it in big ways. People are coming to know Christ. Listen to this. Listen to this testimony right here, Josh. If God can speak through a burning bush, can God speak to me through a little box?
Oh, wow.
If you consider that box as a radio, God spoke to me. I'm a 47-year-old Christian man and a leader of a Baptist church in a city in central Mozambique. And I'm writing to let you know that I became a Christian through TWR.
Amen. Amen. That's a powerful story. Thank you for sharing that. And friends, we encourage you, urge you to think about how you can impact eternity. What could God set in motion through your gift in response of faith to what He's speaking to your heart about as you give? And again, the number is 1-888-777-1875, 888-777-1875, or you can go online, AfricaNeedsJesus.org. Again, that's AfricaNeedsJesus.org. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 6:21, part of His famous Sermon on the Mount, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." He's encouraging us to lay up treasures in heaven. And think about how we can impact eternity. Think about how you can lay up treasure in heaven by responding with faith to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart about, how you can get involved with this Africa Needs Jesus mission trip of sorts that we are taking together with TWR. I want to thank you for your prayers. I want to thank you for your support. You, our friends, have joined us in our mission endeavors in Pakistan, in our prison ministry outreach that we have here, reaching thousands of inmates across the United States of America. Thank you so much for partnering with these special missions outreach opportunities. And here in our anniversary month, as we're winding down the time on our program today, the last day of this month, the last opportunity that we have in partnering with TWR in this special anniversary month, we urge you, we encourage you, prayerfully consider how you can be involved with this special opportunity while the time is still there, while the opportunity still stands. We don't know what tomorrow may hold in the United States of America, in the continent of Africa, anywhere around the world. Souls are stepping into eternity with every passing day. We want to do what we can to reach them with the good news of Jesus, to help them to grow in the Lord and in His Word while we still have opportunity. So you can call 1-888-777-1875 or give online, africaneedsjesus.org.
When you give a radio, you give hope. Thank you so much for your gift today. Maybe you can do $50 for one radio. Maybe it's a lot more. But pick up the phone. Give us a call at 888-777-1875 or africaneedsjesus.org. Africa needs Jesus, and Africa needs you.
Well, John, I want to thank you for joining me. Thank you so much for TWR and all that you all do to advance the Word of God around the world.
What an exciting project you and I can be a part of, providing radios to individuals and families in Africa. A wind-up radio doesn't require electricity or batteries. Working with local churches, pastors recommend people from their congregation to receive them. A wind-up radio is a precious treasure. Your gift today will help provide access to the gospel to the poorest communities throughout Africa. You'll be giving an individual, family, or village their lifeline to the gospel, broadcast in their native language, as well as giving them hope, healing, and a path to transformation. Visit africaneedsjesus.com. Give a radio. Give hope. africaneedsjesus.com. Or you can call this special number, 1-888-777-1875. That's 1-888-777-1875. africaneedsjesus.com. Tomorrow, we celebrate the National Day of Prayer. Be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.